Good Friday, the day of Jesus' crucifixion. We're standing at the foot of a life-size bronze cast of the crucifixion by Enzo Plazzotta, the Italian-born British sculptor, presented by his family in 1993. It is oddly poignant that, on a day when a crowd of local Christians would normally gather in an act of public witness, a silent procession down Victoria Street organised by Churches Together in Westminster, we are instead on a small mound in a secluded part of the college garden, often missed by the many thousands of visitors who normally come to Westminster Abbey each day. The statue shows Jesus with his fists clenched and arms raised, alongside the two bandits with whom he was crucified. To his right, the one who rejected Jesus, separated and looking intently down at himself. To his left, the other gazes up into Jesus' eyes in belief. He rests on Jesus, and his gaze is returned with love. All three are naked. There is no hiding the pain and anguish of the moment. All three are connected through a wooden crossbar. Stripped right back, each reveals their choice. Jesus' pose anticipates the triumph of God's kingdom and his victory over death. One bandit demonstrates the despair of distancing himself. The other shows the hope gained by accepting Jesus' promise. We all face such a choice each day. How shall I respond to Jesus? To his sacrifice on the cross? To God's love? Eternal God, in the cross of Jesus we see the cost of our sin and the depth of your love. In humble hope and fear, may we place at his feet all that we have and all that we are, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now if he wants to. For he said, 'I am God's son.'" The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, Let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last.
Over his head, they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." They wanted it named, they wanted it known, and they wanted it precise. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Throughout the years in Galilee and all along the hard road down to Jerusalem, the same question dogged Jesus. Who is this? We keep hearing that question. Is not this the carpenter's son? Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Even in Jerusalem, after the riot of recognition on Palm Sunday, we hear it. The whole city was in turmoil, asking, who is this? He was not what anyone expected. He was not like anyone they had met. They so wanted to know. He even posed the question himself, who do you say that I am? It's the question the Gospels ask of us. Who is this? Do you know? Who is this on the cross? The Dominican, Herbert McCabe, once suggested you could pose the same question differently. What did Jesus have to say about himself? Who do I say that I am? To answer that question, we need to pay attention to what we see on Good Friday. It's a human being before us, dying on the cross. Jesus was human. He was, in fact, the one human being who had no fear of being human. That might sound a little strange. To be human, to live as a human, in our world of language and relationship, is a bit more challenging than we sometimes admit. Much as we like talking about love, we most of us go cautiously, anxious about being hurt or criticised. If we are ever really going to love, we have to lose that control. We have to abandon ourselves and our safety. Most of us find that very difficult. We want to love and be loved, but we hesitate. When we meet love, we can be frightened. The story of Good Friday tells us that when we meet love, we want to kill it. Jesus is the one human being who had no hesitation and had no version of himself that he wanted to defend. What Jesus knew is that his life was a gift from God. He had no fear of being human at all. So Herbert McCabe suggested we might put the great question into the mouth of Christ. Who do I say that I am? Rather wonderfully, McCabe offers this answer. Jesus knew that he was nothing less than the expression of the Father's love. Asking the question, who do I say that I am? He found nothing but the Father's love. That sign above his head, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews," is so much less than the truth. It is our own humanity we see on the cross. The cross is our own failure to love. And there, crucified, burning bright, is the undimmed, unvanquished love of God.
John Blow was organist of Westminster Abbey twice, both preceding and succeeding his preciously brilliant pupil, Henry Purcell. Here, the Abbey choir sings Blow's setting of the text, Salvator Mundi, Salva Nos. O Saviour of the world, save us, who by thy cross and blood hast redeemed us. Help us, we humbly beseech thee, our God. Let us pray. O Saviour of the world, Holy Redeemer, who humbled yourself to death, even death on a cross, deepen within us, we beseech you, a due sense of your infinite love as we pray for all who suffer, for all who are sick, and those who work sacrificially to heal and comfort them, for those who are deprived and oppressed, for those in darkness, in doubt and in despair, in loneliness and in fear, for prisoners, captives and refugees, for the victims of false accusations and violence, for all at the point of death and those who watch beside them. In your mercy, sustain each of them with the knowledge of your love. Amen. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Standing at the foot of that cross, offering the despair and hope of our times, let us pray with confidence in the future, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.